Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Every episode starts out the same. I make me some jokes, current events, hostiles. Nothing is you won't keep it light, so we don't limit our audience.
Women are a totally untapped market.
For now, dude. It's about to happen.
Okay, none of that.
The work is mysterious and important.
There are no f***ing rules.
Dave and Lou today, no Ethan.
Yeah, he called out, huh?
Called out. Dude's been like calling out at the drop of a dime lately, man.
No explanation.
Nothing. He's like, God, can be a making in, guys. So I had to, of course, push and say, what's the reason?
Yeah.
And I guessed, and of course, that's what he defaulted to because that's his go-to lately is this, like, which everyone does every day. But Ethan is shy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Ethan, no here today.
Well, it's a bummer because I had about 400 would-you-rather questions because I know how much they piss him off.
Oh, really?
So I was going to, needle him with a bunch of would-you-rather questions.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do those.
Would-you-rather Wednesday. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we could do that.
Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or Stegosaurus penis? Penises. I'd rather have a vagina. I just always wanted one.
I'm thinking of the view, though. If you did have it on your forehead.
Yeah, like, but what are you going to do with a Stegosaurus penis? Nobody wants that.
I mean, you can find a Stegosaurus vagina. It's a lot of fun. You know. I mean, but otherwise, yeah, it's kind of tough to get around. Like, I'm picturing, like, you know, like you got to have a semi in front of you. Like, all right, I got to go to Big Y. Like, everybody clear out the produce aisle. Because old Davey got to get some plums.
This guy.
Yeah, so if a vagina on my forehead, I think. Yeah, but I mean, the view, the rest of your life is balls.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough stuff.
Man, it's tough.
Tough sledding.
See, this is the kind of stuff that we can talk about while, you know, Mr. Protest is not here.
Yeah, Mr. Appropriate.
We could go full throttle because I don't care. You know, I really don't. Like, we could do whatever. I know you're trying to change your name yesterday. I was just going along with it. Like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, Guillermo. It's cool. my new name.
Go ahead, man. Do what you want to do, man. It's 9:45. Like, I really don't care. Like, if that's what you guys want to... Go ahead. It's cool.
Whatever.
I'm fine.
Roll with it.
Yeah, so please start hitting me, man. You can see I can roll with anything.
Shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app if you got a Would You Rather question. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, we'll go through them. Why not? Because what the hell else are we going to do today? Our bosses are all on vacation. Like,
oh, that's right. Yeah, everybody seems to have disappeared.
Gone. Everyone's gone. No one comes into work anymore. Like, well, might as well do a show, even though my computer doesn't work. It's the moaning portion of the morning show.
Yeah, they're just like, well, Lou and Dave will figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get something on the air, you know. It's the wrong promo playing from 4th of July. Like, I will figure it the next day. I mean, just endure it for a couple minutes. Speaking of which, let's endure this blithering information from Kelly Quinn. Hey, Kelly.
What's happening in your neighborhood? Find out now. This is Live and Local on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
All right, we got an update on Cyclosporus.
Oh!
Cyclospora.
It's penetrating everything.
The illness is caused by eating food or water that contains the Cyclospora parasite.
Right.
The most common symptom, is frequent watery diarrhea.
Oh.
But some people may experience no symptoms at all.
Okay.
According to the public health department.
I definitely got it.
DPA.
I absolutely have it. I know it. I know. I can feel it.
I think we're up to 35 cases in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, I'm one of them.
DPH recommends the following food safety steps, particularly for higher risk individuals. Okay. Wash all your produce under clean running water before eating.
Okay.
Buy whole heads of lettuce rather than pre-washed bags, salad mixes.
I'm bad at that.
Wash cilantro, basil, and green onions thoroughly under running water,
okay,
separating the leaves, and then cook produce when possible, heating food to 158 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Of the confirmed cases in the state, with available information, 5 were linked to international travel and 22 originated in the United States, according to DPH.
World Cup travel.
Man, That reminds me, we got the song.
You could be a senor or senora, no hat or wearing a fedora. Pray to the Bible or the Torah, but it won't save you from cyclospora. Oh, the horror. Call your lawyer. Your butt's been smited like Sodom and Gomorrah. Cancel that Caesar salad order, or you'll be searching for a toilet like Dora the Explorer. When you get the cyclospora, cyclospora, cyclospora.
Oh, God.
It's pretty good, huh?
I definitely have it.
Yeah, you definitely
got
it. I
can feel it. And the funny thing is, on vacation, Lydia's like, we definitely have it, because she was having the explosives. I'm like, nah, it's just Manjaro. So it was epic.
Yeah, like, it could be just something that you ate that was, you know, just didn't agree with your stomach.
I think with, you know, 90% of the population on GLP-1s, who could tell at this point?
Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to know, right?
Everyone I know has explosive diarrhea because of these goddamn drugs.
So you go through a phase of not being able to go to the bathroom, right? And then it turns into an avalanche?
It goes into, like, this sludge that just like, eases out of you and drips. And, like, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful world of GLP-1s, let me tell you.
Because my husband has diabetes.
Yep. Losing weight, dripping away.
Diabetes.
Chalk for poop.
I like knowing that it's there now, though, the GLP-1s.
Oh, dude.
Because as a backup plan, because if I get too fat,
yeah.
Fatter than I am.
Start eating.
I'm just going to
start eating.
Start slamming them down.
There's a way out now. I can tell you, you see it right in front of you. I let myself go to the point of like, you know, not many get to my 1% of like 500 pounders.
Sure, yeah.
And like, you know, I know Lampinelli put me in my place real quick when I say to myself, like, I look good, don't I? And I don't look good.
Yeah, you
but
do.
Compared to what I used to.
Oh, you were huge.
Oh, I was a massive, massive lard. And like, this is all due to this drug. So yeah, there's your endorsement, Manjaro. Sign me up.
There was one guy that I knew. He was a neighbor of mine at the last place over here, the townhouse.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen him in months. And then I literally didn't recognize him. I thought he was a stranger.
He did the transformation, right?
Yeah, he must have lost 100 pounds in a matter of months.
It's crazy, dude.
It's wild.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I literally thought, like, who is this person that is in my development right now? This is a stranger.
It's really like, you know, I know I had my face zapped and everything, but I looked at pictures of myself over vacation from like 10 years ago. Like when I worked here and like we were at the Bacon Festival or something and like I'm standing next to Senich, like, my God, my face was enormous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, and I look and it's still enormous. I mean, I have the biggest head known to man. But like, you know, compared to what it was, it's not a planet. Like, I can walk in the room now and I not get noticed, which is kind of fun.
You had Naugatuck head.
I did have. I had Beacon Falls, Naugatuck, and Ansonia in my neck. And everyone noticed the Great Naugatuck River flowing through. Now I could just walk on through like Torrington.
Like a person.
Yeah, so watch out for cyclospora, everyone.
I prepared a bunch of would you rather questions for this morning.
Mm.
Would you rather hold on, that's stupid. Hold on, let's see. Would you rather pee dry sand or poop a hard brick?
Oh, that's tough.
Wow. Pee dry sand.
I think I'd rather poop a brick.
Well, yeah, I could say from my experiences with kidney stones and any kind of sand or gravel in your urine stream.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
So I think, I have very much experience with pooping bricks.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah.
We've been there.
I'll stretch it out, man. I'll grind all day.
You guys could shoot us a text with would you rather questions. Rob from Watertown did. This is a tough one for me.
Okay.
Actually. Would you rather have a Raiders Super Bowl win or Kristen Bell naked for a long weekend? I'm taking Kristen Bell. I love the Raiders, but come on, man.
I know.
What are we doing here?
We know
where my priorities lie.
Yes, we have recognized that sports is great, but human contact is way better.
Way better.
Yeah,
way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
Good one, Rob.
That was a real good one.
Yeah, nice one. Because, hey, you tugged at his heartstrings on both sides.
Yeah, he really did.
Either side there.
Would you rather drink from a toilet or pee in a litter box?
Oh, God.
I'll pee in a litter box.
Oh, yeah. I'll pee anywhere. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
I guess a third nipple, because they are sources of pleasure.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. The extra toe is
right?
Just... The extra toe is kind of cool at a bar or something. You take it out just to show people, and they get all excited. Look at this guy. He's got six toes on one foot.
I destroy it like Sandler style with the black foot. Like, I do things with it. Suck my toe.
It's fucking distracting.
It sure is. That's good.
All right, so send us your Would You Rather questions. We got Miss Headlines coming up.
We do.
In just a few minutes. We're talking about guys are listing the girl flexes that make them instantly attractive. And there's a few on here that really stand out.
Okay.
Ladies, you're going to want to take notes, because if you do some of this stuff, you're going to get a lot of attention from the gents.
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are Missed Headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
We'll do it live.
We will.
All right, guys are listing on social media the girl flexes that make them instantly attractive.
Okay.
These are the things that make women instantly attractive.
Okay.
A sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. This one's weird, very specific. One person said, we drank for free at every bar we went to because she had so much credit everywhere from her trivia winnings.
Trivia winnings?
That's
okay.
Extremely
so
specific.
She's smart.
Smart. Problem-solving skills. One person explained you and me versus the problem instead of who is to blame is so hot. That gave me instant anxiety thinking about a lady trying to solve my problem.
I can't wrap my head around
that. No, I can't.
Yeah.
This one, exceedingly rare.
Okay.
The ability to take responsibility and apologize.
Never happens.
Never happens.
No one ever apologizes.
No, I'm apologizing all day long, yeah. Every day, for my entire life. So I don't know why it's so hard for everybody.
I have to say, I do throw out thousands of empty stories a day.
Not necessarily that they're empty.
Mm.
It's just, why am I required to apologize constantly?
Right.
And the lady is never apologizing.
Right. Own it.
Curiosity about the world. Not necessarily smart. Not necessarily worldly. But just likes learning and finding the world to be an interesting place.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you'd like people to be curious about their surroundings.
Sure.
Unlike Ethan Carey.
These are the girl flexes that make them instantly attractive.
Mm.
Emotional maturity.
Oh, yeah.
Comfortable with power tools. I don't know about that. Having an open attitude towards the outside world and new experiences. I don't like that one. That's not good. I don't want new experiences. I don't want growth.
Yeah.
I don't want to try new things.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere.
I want to be hermit.
Yes. Financial responsibility. That's a good one.
That's a nice one.
Another one, being able to function for an hour without having to check their phone.
I can't do that.
If you can't do it, then you can't ask somebody else to do it, right?
No, I gotta do it.
Not posting on social media.
I can do that. No problem.
That's very rare.
Yeah.
A green thumb. I don't know why that matters.
Yeah.
Good posture. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Picking stuff up off the floor with her toes.
Huh. That's a skill, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It's my favorite one.
I could do that.
And when she can say, I got this, and then proceeds to get this.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
That is very nice. I do like when they take charge.
When they can handle their own stuff.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be, you handle my stuff.
Right.
Just handle your own.
Make me not have to watch you for 5 minutes, and I like you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Story two.
A huge new survey asked the question, how many group chats are you in? And the most popular answer was zero. 35% of people say they have no group chats. After that, it seems like two or three group chats was the sweet spot. That's where I'm at.
That's about where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they die off. You know, we go hot for a couple of days of all of our high school friends, and then it dies off. Family goes hard for a couple of days, then it dies off. Yeah, so I got about two or three, I think.
I got the family one, and I got Dave and Big Head Chris and Jared and Charlie. That's about it.
Friends, right?
Yeah.
So
the family one, the family one gets out of control, though.
Yeah, you got a lot of Milanos.
I just can't keep up.
You got a lot of Milanos out there.
And I don't want to be scrolling back to see where it started, so I just ignore them usually.
Yeah, the Friends one I usually ignore because it's something stupid usually. And nothing that involves me and like, I don't care. And, like, and then I'll eventually, you know, like, where's Dave been? Like, all right, and I'll chime in here and there. Like, oh, I'm still alive, Dick, so I just don't care what you're typing right now.
Yeah, if it's in the group chat, I'm not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that people will typically have to send me a direct message just to me to go, hey, did you see what we're talking about?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I'm blissfully ignorant. Leave me alone.
Story three.
Buckle up.
Okay.
There's a community called Community One, a 160-acre site in the rolling hills of remote Arkansas.
Arkansas.
But to live there, you must meet a very particular set of criteria.
Okay.
You must be Christian. You must be heterosexual. You must be able to prove your European heritage. And yes, you must be white.
I've heard of this. I heard about this, I should say.
The whites-only enclave in the Ozarks is the brainchild of Eric Orwall, the far-right founder of a white separatist group, called Return to the Land.
Okay.
Movement who wants to create racially exclusive settlements with the goal of resegregating society. You know, it's not just that they're racist douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part about this is, can you imagine the conversations that they're having?
Oh, God. So ignorant.
The ignorant, moronic conversations. It's not enough that they went out into the woods to have a whites-only community.
Yeah.
But they got to sit there in an echo chamber and bounce dumb ideas off each other.
Stupidity off of each other. This is where we could be safe and stupid.
So stupid.
I mean, move to the villages instead. I think you'll have more fun.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to look for a community to join.
Get drunk and get gonorrhea, dude.
When you retire, go down there, have orgies.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, it's Buffettville. Like, it's everything you want. Everything you need.
Yeah, you can wear flip-flops and stupid shirts.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I just don't understand how in 2026 there's someone in there's a community in Arkansas that could let this fly.
I mean, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
We're still doing this.
And I guess that's why we live in the Northeast.
Where yeah.
This wouldn't fly for more than 1 second.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Can't do them southern states there, buddy.
Those are your missed headlines.
Tight.
Yeah, trash talk. We talk trash and Lestaco Refuse Service cleans it up. Family owned and operated, proudly serving our community for over 40 years.
It's time to get it off your chest and tell it like it is. It's time for Trash Talk with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on the home of rock and roll. I-95.
Well, Lou, as a official driver of one of the official vehicles of the state of Connecticut and New England, a Subaru Forester.
Yes, you're a lesbian.
I woke up to some horrifying news this morning, buddy.
Yeah?
Subaru of America. Everyone start quaking as you're driving your Subaru. They're issuing a recall for over 541,000 of their Crosstrex Foresters and Ascent SUVs due to an inaccurate label attached to the vehicles.
An accurate label?
An accurate label. So, according to the notice, the now recalled vehicles were made with a certification label that incorrectly states their gross axle weight rating, or GAR, which reflects the maximum weight that each axle of a vehicle can support.
Okay.
So, you fatties out there driving the mislabeled Crosstrex, Foresters, and Ascent like me, if we take a corner too fast with a few extra fatties in the car, we could be rolling our Subarus off the road.
I got it. Okay.
The NH...
So don't fill your car full of tubs of lard.
Leave some of the lard at home, the Coca-Cola in the back, because Subaru has not been aware of any crashes or injuries resulting from the issue. But no mechanical repair is needed. The company plans to mail impacted owners a corrective certification label to place over the faulty one. And they could also have a dealer place the new one on their cars free of charge.
It's a label.
So this is for the 2026 Crosstrek Hybrids, the 25 and 26 Foresters and Forester Hybrids,
and the 2019 to 2026 Ascents.
I never noticed until I started looking how many Subarus are out on the road.
Oh, my God.
It's so many.
Dude, so this is my, this is our third one that we've bought. This is my third Forester that we're on. I've probably had to pay in repair bills in 15 years of owning it, probably about $4,000.
That's not bad.
And that's why I stay, like, you know.
And most of that is when you had the car wreck.
Brakes. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've beat the hell out of this latest Subaru. I've beat the piss out of it, and it's still, you know, okay.
It just keeps on trucking,
it
huh?
It keeps going, man. It's Torrington to Danbury every day, you know, and it's dead miles, and the thing keeps racking up miles, and it never, they never, ever die.
There's three recalls on my car.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, one of them, two of them I didn't understand. I don't care about.
Yeah.
One of them is the door, though. The
door?
The driver's side door doesn't open, so I have to go.
Billy Bobby?
I could have brought this in a long time ago, but I just keep saying I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I go in through the back door, and I open it.
It's easy, right?
I did it in front of a woman, and she goes, "What did I just see?" And I was like, oh, my God.
It's a recall. You got to get over there eventually.
I was trying to wait it out to see if she would leave first. You know, so she.
And you won?
No, but she didn't leave.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, I got to do this in front of her.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. I had a few recalls over the years, but this is, this one here, mislabeled. So I got to be extra careful when I. My truck back my 14 gallons of Coca-Cola this afternoon on 202 through Bantam so I don't hit the bear by the Gooseboro drive-in. So, yeah, that's your trash talk.
There you go. Brought to you by Listaco Refuge Services. We're doing your Would You Rathers this morning. Mm. There's a weird one. Would you rather have a cow stare at you in a deeply unsettling way for a full minute or have a horse ignore you completely when you're clearly trying to connect with it?
I'll stare at a cow all day. Then I'll eat it.
Well, the cow's staring at you in an unsettling way.
Oh, okay. I can handle that.
I'd rather have the horse ignore me when I'm trying to connect with it.
Poor horsey.
We got some texts here. Knockout from Waxhaw writes, would you rather have cheese doodle dust fingers for life or genital herpes? That's tough.
Well, you know, a lot of people I know have herpes. So
I think I'd almost rather have the herpes.
Yeah, I guess that makes me go into an exclusive club that I already know a few members of. So, yeah, Cheetos fingers is...
That's tough stuff.
It's tough, man. I mean, I still think about that time Ethan was eating, or what was he, turmeric?
Yeah, he had turmeric in his pocket, and he was... Because he can't stop diddling and fiddling.
It exploded.
So he had his fingers in his pocket, and he's diddling around in there.
And camping for kids.
And it broke, and his hands were all yellow.
All of a sudden, like, he's sitting there, and his hands were, I mean, like...
Bright yellow.
Distinctly yellow. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And he tried to play it off a little bit, like, oh, no.
No, we wouldn't let it go.
And I'm like, what is... And it was, like, bright. Like, it reminded me of... That movie Sin City with the guy who was made of urine.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? That's I know how saying. Bright that was on his fingers that day. So to have those kind of fingers or to have a cold sore once in a while on your lip that everyone notices and says, hey,
what do you got going?
What's on your lip there, buddy? That's a tough choice.
A little Simplex One going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a real tough choice.
Captain Spaulding says, would you rather have a dong for a tongue or eyes on the tip of your schwanz?
Oh.
Wow.
A what now? A
dong for a tongue or eyes on the tip of your kikyung.
So you'd have to, like, to be able to navigate the world, you have to have it out to be able to see where you're going.
I'll take the eyes on the...
Or you could speak, or you wouldn't be able to speak to anybody because you would scare them with a schwanz flying out saying, hello, when you say hello. So that's a tough choice, too, man. That's a good one, Cap.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather always get a table next to the kitchen or next to the bathroom at restaurants?
Oh, absolutely. The kitchen.
Absolutely.
Yep. I do not want to smell anyone else's pee.
No.
Anytime.
Would you rather have a signature walk that everyone immediately recognizes or a signature phrase that follows every sentence you say? I already have a signature walk.
Right? So, and we have signature phrases.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, buff.
I wish I didn't have the walk that I have because people can see me coming from a mile away.
I've also been imitated in my walking style in my lifetime.
I went to a funeral, a memorial, that is, for somebody from high school, and I hadn't seen most of these people for 20 years.
Yeah.
And a woman that I hadn't seen since high school was behind me, and she's like, Lou Milano. I could pick that walk out of a crowd.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, ah.
Distinctly. I've never really noticed your style of walk.
You should see me run. I run like a duck.
Oh, I have yet to see that, too. Yeah.
Matt pointed it out because after the softball game, he's like, you run weird. I was like, I know.
So there's three things in my history of I-95 radio in my 25 years here. I've not been on Ethan's boat. I have not seen or noticed how you walk funny, or I've seen you run. It's my bucket list for I-95.
We're never getting on that boat.
No, I know, never.
We're going to have to take the party barge out on a day when he's out there.
Yeah.
And just
jump over.
Just give him a hard time.
Hey, you got some room on that thing?
Roll up on him.
How you doing, Mindy? You hate me? You did ask her if she hates me last
Yeah,
week,
one of the right? When she was here, we had listeners send in questions for her, and one of the first questions we got is, why do you hate Dave?
And she
says she doesn't.
If she was being honest, she'd say, he's a dick. Like, that's what it is. Anyway.
We got Miss Headlines coming up in minutes.
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are Missed Headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
All right, from The Guardian. Could astronauts someday sleep their way to Mars? Scientists are looking at hibernation as a possible solution for long space trips.
Okay.
The idea is simple. If astronauts could be put into a deep sleep for weeks or months, they would need less food, less water, and less space, and they might avoid some of the physical and mental problems that would come with being stuck in a spacecraft for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
According to researchers working with NASA and the European Space Agency, animals that hibernate naturally can survive for months without eating, drinking, or moving. Their bodies slow way down, and they even seem to handle radiation, muscle loss, and bone loss better than normal.
I'm pretty sedentary. I don't move much. I haven't gone around. I'm built for this.
You are.
Yeah.
Humans don't naturally hibernate, but I do.
Yeah.
But scientists are testing ways to create a temporary hibernation-like state using drugs and ultrasound instead of surgery. Basically, everything we saw in sci-fi movies is becoming reality.
Right. Yeah, they thought it out, and now people are actually trying it. And like, oh, we could do this.
Yeah.
Just hook up a bong to my face. Like, put me in a recliner. Throw on Breaking Bad and, like, Mysteries at the Museum. And, like, send me off for 11 years, right? That's what it is?
Yeah.
I could do it.
Have y'all been to space?
Not yet.
I'm ready.
We're heading.
We're ready. We're heading
there.
We're in.
Story two.
Apparently, the people who break into Walmarts are dressed just as haphazardly as the shoppers who show up when they're open.
Okay.
A 26-year-old man in Tennessee was arrested after he allegedly broke into a Walmart last Thursday night. A few employees were still there, and they heard the guy smash his way in and go on a rampage damaging merchandise. They called the police. The cops found the man naked and laying on a pallet of dog food.
Oh, well.
When the man saw them, he bolted for the clothing section, maybe to find something to wear.
Yeah.
The guy was cuffed and charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, vandalism, and aggravated criminal trespass.
That's a night, man.
That's a night.
That's a night. You gotta get naked, go dive in the dog food in Walmart. Where was this again?
Tennessee.
Lonely nights in Tennessee.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Nashville's great. They got people naked breaking into dog food stashes in Walmart.
That's awesome.
Keep moving south.
Story three.
Over the weekend, Phish played three nights at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana.
Oh, God.
And over the 3 days, police discovered that some of the people came out for more than just the music. The district attorney's office of Hamilton County posted a message on Facebook saying police seized, quote, significant quantities of suspected psilocybin mushrooms,
no,
methamphetamine, LSD, heroin, fentanyl, MDMA, marijuana, and nitrous oxide.
Oh, at a Phish concert?
And five people were arrested for a felony level dealing and or possession.
Wow.
The Post added that the office was, quote, disappointed in the number of people who showed up to engage in illicit behavior.
It wasn't us fine folks from Indiana at that Dirty Fish show. It's all those Michigan folk bringing in that psilocybin. That's it goes hand in hand.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
After you play,
get some coke.
After you play the Sphere in Vegas for what they did.
Yeah.
And they try to say, oh, don't come to Indiana. Don't bring drugs. Enjoy the concert straight.
You got to be high off your ass to enjoy fish.
You have to.
They stink.
You have to. Jams? I don't know. I guess we've always inherently pooped on jam bands, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard a couple of their songs, which were palatable.
I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to give them, like, my friends who are really into them. You got to listen to this one. Okay.
Yeah. And my buddies were way into them. And
oh, yeah.
We met Trey
in Vermont,
in Burlington, Vermont.
You actually did get to see this guy.
Yeah, I was like, go. You know, my buddy was like, I don't know if I can go up and talk to him. I'm like, dude, he's your hero. Go say hi.
Yeah.
He was such a dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more so why we hate him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay. Go to Indiana for fish shows. Stay home. See him in New York where they let you do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Oh,
those are your missed headlines.
What's happening in your neighborhood? Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave have the exciting news from around the block. This is Live and Local on I-95.
All right, buddy. An abandoned IBM campus in Somers, New York has become a TikTok sensation, but police say that attention is creating a serious problem.
Mm.
The former IBM headquarters, which has been empty for years, is now attracting urban explorers who are posting videos of the abandoned offices, old furniture, and property's famous pyramid-shaped buildings.
Huh.
The social media attention has led to a spike in trespassing, with New York State police arresting nearly 50 people since February, many of them teenagers. The massive 723-acre property was once a state-of-the-art IBM campus that employed thousands of people. But after IBM sold the site in 2016, redevelopment plans stalled, leaving parts of the complex frozen in time.
Huh.
Police say the issue isn't just vandalism, it's safety. The buildings are old, access is limited, and officers are responding to calls and putting themselves at risk. One person has even been charged after allegedly bringing a loaded gun onto the property.
Oh, God.
Some urban explorers say they're not there to cause damage and are simply documenting a piece of history before it disappears, but officials and neighbors worry that viral videos are bringing too much attention and could make future redevelopment even harder.
Have you ever been in this place?
I'm trying to remember. My dad worked at a bunch of the campuses, and yeah. I just can't remember if he worked at that one, but I think he did.
I don't think I've ever seen this place.
And if he did, then I was definitely there at some point.
Okay. It's pyramids?
Pyramid-shaped, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never seen, is it along 684, obviously?
He's got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love these Urban Explorer videos. I'm such a sucker for those.
What, you've been a spelunker for decades.
Yeah, yeah. Abandoned malls, all that stuff. Caves, all of it.
You got in a little bit of hassle when you went to Newtown, from what I remember.
Yeah, but I didn't actually go into Fairfield Hills.
No, but I remember that Mahaska.
Yeah, there was an issue. People thought that I went into the Fairfield Hills campus because I had posted pictures that someone else had taken from inside.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, somebody was all bent out of shape with me.
Yeah, I do remember that back in the day. Yeah, well, you know, you put up a sign that says no trespassing. A lot of people like to trespass.
They love trespassing.
Well, trespassing.
Especially if it's for YouTube purposes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You get a few more followers if you go into Dudleytown, don't you?
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
If you make your way up to Dudleytown and get into that area, you'll find a few million views waiting for you.
Yeah, for sure. But is it worth it? No.
Nah. Cursed for life? Nah. No good.
You missed them. We missed them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
A man in New York is recovering after he was attacked by a beaver while swimming in Lake George.
Oh, no.
Brandon Shortsleeve.
Sure, Brandon Shortsleeve
was in the water with his brother and friend. That's when the beaver started attacking.
The first time my friend ended up picking it up, swam back at him.
So we were like, okay, just is out for blood. This was a puncture, but his teeth went through my stomach. He said something attacked him. I just jumped in the water, and then I grabbed whatever it was attacking him, pulled it out. I was a little freaked out. I didn't, like, think it was a beaver at first. You know, I just grabbed this little brown blob in the water. It ended up biting me a few times as I got it out of the water. So I was like, I got to keep a good grip on this thing.
Yeah, you should.
And then I just tossed him pretty far.
Big week for animal attacks.
Yeah,
we had the lady that was chased around by 100 raccoons. She got stuck in her car.
There was the bison.
The bison,
yeah.
that flipped that guy like 8 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the big bear yesterday morning on the way in.
Man.
I'm just waiting for some squirrel to come around the corner like, what's up, dude?
This is a glorious time for us because we love animals attacking humans.
You shouldn't be in Danbury right now. Like, oh, okay.
A squirrel on steroids.
I'll move over, beaver. I'll leave you to your dam.
Story two.
If you feel like airplane rides have gotten a little bumpier lately, you're not imagining it. New research from the University of Reading found that a type of rough air called clean air turbulence has increased significantly over the past few decades. Scientists say one possible reason is climate change, which can affect jet streams and create stronger wind shifts high above the earth.
Have you noticed more turbulence on your recent trips?
Not really.
No.
I had very, you know, pedestrian sort of smooth flights.
The scariest turbulence I ever had was flying back from L.A. one time. And we caught some of them Santa Ana winds that you hear about. My God, like, I thought we were going down.
Really?
Like, oh, we were dipping and weaving, like, you know, 10, 15 feet at a time. And I'm like, hey, we're going down.
We're so dead.
I had rosary beads out.
Like, sure.
It's over. It's terrible. It's scary.
The worst flight for me was a flight out to Vegas, and the pressure just didn't sit right with my head, and I got this unusual headache, like a headache like I've never experienced before.
Oh.
I was in so much agony. Tears were like flowing out of my eyes.
Wow, man.
It was like the pressure was just killing my head.
So it just got your, like, and you've had ear problems pretty much your life.
Yeah, right? But it's the only flight that ever happened.
Wow.
It was weird.
Well, too bad. Enjoy the turbulence, everybody.
The scary part about clear air turbulence is that pilots can't see it coming on traditional weather radar, which is why planes can sometimes suddenly get tossed around.
Oh, wow.
When seeing some serious examples recently, including flights we've seen, that is, some serious examples recently, including flights where passengers and crew members were injured after being thrown around the cabin during extreme turbulence.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever taken off my seatbelt unless I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I keep buckled in the whole flight.
Yeah, you strap it down.
Too fat. Fly right through that roof. Any kind of turbulence, I'm gone. Yeah,
strap down the fat.
Story two.
Oh, this is three, right?
Yeah, three, yeah.
Yeah.
Story three.
Whatever.
If you think it's hot here, imagine it hitting 115 degrees in Montana.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what happened over the weekend in the towns of Glendive and Miles City, where temperatures tied or broke all-time records.
Jeez.
The heat was so intense that it nearly matched Death Valley, California, which is usually where you'd expect to see some of the hottest temperatures in the country.
My God.
Other parts of the region were also hit with record heat, including Billings, Montana, Worland, Wyoming, and Salt Lake City, where temperatures climbed into triple digits.
I think I'm just getting older, but the heat doesn't bother me anywhere near like it used to.
No?
Nah. I kind of like want it now.
Yeah.
I walked out yesterday like, yes. And I rolled my windows down on the way home. Like, and everyone had their windows up, air conditioning. Like, come on, get in. This is beautiful. I love the warm weather.
The warmth,
Yeah.
Meteorologists say the extreme heat is being fueled by a massive heat dome, basically a giant area of high pressure trapping hot air underneath it. They also say drought conditions and long-term warming trends are making these heat events even more intense.
Well, Jack Drake said the Large Dave Sweat Index was at a 9 yesterday. I was not. I was maybe at a 3.
Today's going to be at a 10.
Today's going to be, at a 10. I don't know. I'm ready. I need those extremes, man. It was so cold for so long that maybe I'm just like...
Yeah, that was a brutal winter.
That was a bad winter. So
yeah.
I'll take every bit of heat we got.
Let's go with the heat, though.
Keep it coming. We'll go full throttle on that sun.
Full throttle.
I'm trying to say goodbye and end this.
Okay, goodbye.
See ya, Leon.
All right, get out.
Don't keep talking.
You're standing there.
I'm leaving.
Well, go.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
I'm waiting.
We're not playing last word.
No.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye. No, don't do that. Goodbye.
This is Don Wildman, and you're listening to the home of rock and roll, I-95.